Hey, greetings, friends. My name is Andy Steele Smith. Friends, this week I want to talk about the power of the Holy Spirit, and I want to share a testimony relating to the Spirit's power in my life. Now, let's think about the Holy Spirit in terms of how He brings divine power to earth, the power to change and transform who we are, and also the power to do things that without Him would just not be possible. If we look at the way the Holy Spirit operated in the Old Testament, we can see He came upon certain people at specific times and for particular purposes. One of the best examples of the Holy Spirit at work in the Old Testament is found in Judges. It's a story of Samson, and it says the Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power. The ropes on his arms became like charred flax, and the bindings dropped from his hands. Finding a fresh jawbone of a donkey, he grabbed it and struck down 1,000 men. As a boy growing up in church, this story always mesmerized me. The Holy Spirit was promised to us by God the Father in the Old Testament. However, rather than being an external force, now that we live under grace, the Holy Spirit lives within us. Ezekiel spoke of this when he said, "I'll give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone, and I'll give you a heart of flesh, and I'll put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws." So, the Spirit of God is now living inside of us. That's a crazy concept. The prophet Joel tells us the Spirit of God will be for everyone. "I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in these days." Now that we live in the fulfillment of this Old Testament prophecy, those days are now. We need the power of the Holy Spirit like no other time in human history. As well as the Holy Spirit convicting us of sin and being our counselor, friend, comforter, and guide, the Holy Spirit gives us power. The power to achieve that which is impossible in our own strength. The Holy Spirit gives us His power to overcome our very human limitations. When we're filled with the Spirit, we have access to a new boldness and courage to serve Him and use our God-given gifts. In Ephesians 1, the picture of this power is described as an incomparably great power for us who believe, that is like the working of His mighty strength, which He exerted in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly realms. That's an all-conquering, death-defying power beyond words. Today, I want to challenge us to consider our relationship with the Holy Spirit and the way in which His power is at work in our lives. Are we experiencing His power? In Ephesians 5, we're told to be filled with the Spirit. And the suggestion here is that this takes continuous, active intention on our part to be continually filled with the Spirit of God. This is through praying, reading the Word, through worship, and through communing with Him. As Christians, we all have the Holy Spirit living inside of us, but is He like a small, timid candle, or are we allowing Him to burn like a bonfire with a power that overflows into every aspect of our lives and changes the world around us? We need to overcome fear and insecurity, step out boldly in faith, and walk in the amazing power the Holy Spirit gives us to not only see our own lives changed, but the lives of others in the world transformed for the glory of God. We need to trust that the Holy Spirit is who He says He is, persevere in seeking Him, and give Him access to work in us and through us in power. This week, a dear friend, a sister in the faith, and a living saint, Val Huxley, is on her way to be home with Jesus. My heart is gutted for Bill and his beautiful family, but my spirit rejoices, for Val is surely soon to be celebrating with her Maker and with her Lord and Savior, Jesus. Zechariah 4:10 says, "Do not despise these small beginnings." And this scripture is a beautiful example of how the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of power, used Val and her husband Bill in my life. You see, at that time, we'd encountered a different power in England. This was literally the spirit of the devil. This encounter with the devil was so brutal that, truthfully, I didn't think I'd survive, let alone go on to live in ministry and witness revival and restoration in South Africa. But Val stood by me. She literally, simply stood by me. She prayed with me. She prayed for me. And she and Bill stood by us, and they were used by the Spirit of power to defeat the spirit of the devil. And out of these simple yet fervent prayers and those simple words of encouragement grew a beautiful, bizarre, and unusual ministry. You see, my friend Val was a true Barnabas, a Holy Spirit-sent encourager in my life. What started about 15 years ago with a small word of encouragement and the simple act of standing by me was one of the greatest and most powerful acts in my life. So today, I'm deeply thankful for the wonderful life, love, and ministry of our dear friend, Val Huxley, and I give all glory, honor, and thanks to God for her life well-lived, believing in Jesus, and living a life filled with His power, the Holy Spirit, until her last breath. Amen.